February 26th, 2011, Rules Committee.
Great last night.
Yeah, you know,
I drove from there.
If you're the last one in, you got to bring croissants. You know, just
yeah. We have two meetings this morning. This one started at 9:00. It's going to end at 10:30.
Oh, all right.
And then Finance Committee.
Well, I have to return a card at Rochester, so.
But we did, as I said, we did address in the previous policies, community dock associations, so.
We address it in this policy, too, further on.
Further on.
Okay.
When we get into the backlot licensing.
Okay, so we're going to have, I've got these A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H. I is community docks. J will be community dock associations.
Alternatively.
And we'll define it.
The question is, what's it going to take, though, to reformat the entire?
Donna's good. They won't take that bad. Don't worry about it. It's fine.
She'll be all over.
What she wants, told me, and what she wants all of us to know is, when we get this thing done, she'll make it right.
Okay, great.
And I got no, no concerns about it.
Yeah, I think she's skilled enough that she does not force format this at all. So all she has to do is change something.
She does. She's got the whole.
Well, if it's in there, all you have to do is.
When I told her about this booklet, she said, I'd love to do this thing.
Well, the other thing, too, that we might want to go back and think as we're going through this, look at other words that might need defining, since we're going to go ahead and.
Well, that's what, it's been a problem. So there's plenty that has to be considered. So yes, I agree. I mean, because we've changed this, we can add more definitions. And I do believe there
are you thinking we're going to go all the way back to one and say the statement of purpose is A?
I'm just saying there should be some consistency.
Well, something. It doesn't have to be A, but it's got to be something different than the. Well, yeah. Well, the statement of purpose. This.
I mean, that's. I don't have a problem with any of that.
I would like Donna to form.
And then what happens then when we go to finance? It changes.
That's the format we're trying
that's
to get.
That's the one we're. Yeah.
I know, but it changes to one. So the 2.1 is okay. 2.2, and then just under budget, it went to A.
Yeah.
Because there will be a 3.2.
Right.
Oh, but no, see, they go 3.1.
Yeah, but that happened here. 2 was formation of the district. 1 is the history. 2 is the chapter, which is okay. So we just, where we need to, divide it into A. So now.
Yes, so it would be 5.2.
5 is okay. 5.1 is okay. 5.1.1 is okay. But it.
I'm thinking that you've got nothing under purpose. Under purpose, you got 3 subs: authority, mandate, and intent.
You're thinking that should be A, B, C.
That's what.
Oh yeah, maybe it should. Yeah.
Right. Okay. Yeah? I mean, we kind of.
Well, that's fine. That's consistent. Like you said, we could take care of that later. If we want to push through and figure out.
If we do that there, then definitions 5.2.
Right. But that's exactly right. So this is A, B, C, and then definitions. Then this one is A. Exactly. That's right. That's right. Okay. ABC, right. Right. And then until we get to that's 1.5.2, then 5.3 becomes license.
Mm-hmm. And what we might actually be doing, it won't be 5.10, it might be scratching the 0. So it is 5.1 for purpose, 5.2 for definition.
Yes. We don't need.
Yeah, because
see, if you look at the one
it's
that
not 5.30.
If you look at
3.
The one that Jenny's looking at, does yours have the numbers, Jenny, or is yours the first typed one without
old,
the numbers?
This old one of 94.
Yeah. Does it have numbers? Section numbers?
It starts out with purpose 5.10.
Yeah. See, the one that's just prior to that started out with 5.01. It was 5.01, 5.02, 5.03. So when they retyped it, it went into a different screwy numbering system.
All right.
So that's actually going to be figured out.
So we'll leave that to
Donna. Donna will take care of it.
So we want to also define
community dock association.
Do we want to try and define that now or just know we want to do it?
Let's do it now.
We're thinking that what's there needs more?
Because one is a definition of community dock. What defines a community dock? Now we're going to define a community dock association.
Oh, you're adding community doc association.
Yes, that's great.
I missed.
That's gonna be a lot of drag.
Two definitions.
Got it. Well, now wait a minute, but what do we do back here in 5.6? Community doc association agreements.
Well, that's just gonna be the policies and procedures that expand upon the definition. The definition is just a skeleton. It has to introduce people.
But we didn't say back here.
We didn't define it back there.
And that's why it needs defined.
Did not, correct?
And you know, when you talk about definitions, I go back to, we don't define, if you go back to.
Did you define it?
No, I actually didn't. It just didn't occur to me until now as we were discussing all this.
But when you go, not to jump around, but when you go to page 20 and 21, okay, here we're.
Can you do sections rather than pages?
5.41. When you go, we're identifying what a community doc is. We're not identifying what a doc is. We're not identifying platforms, break walls, stairs, ramps, sheds, drains.
In 5.62, we've got the beginnings of a definition for community doc associations.
In where?
5.62.
That's why I had you turn back there before. I thought we had started that, so.
So if we're gonna define community doc, we might want to add, as we're going through this, add them. But I see right.
We could say.
Yeah, there's a little bit of ambiguity. It's what's it say there? Any new or expanded community doc?
No, and I would change. Yeah, I would just say all community docs shall have an association developed with bylaws and eligible membership. Applicable to the geographic area of the DAC,
Without the
forget
quotes.
The any newer.
So all community docs and get rid of the quotations?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Since we're going to be actually defining it. Let's leave. Okay.
And it's a shall have an association.
Yeah.
It's 5.62, Deb.
See, I don't think I got that in. And
It's on page 33.
You know,
you and I got the same setup, sort of.
I just wanted to bring up a thought. You think that this statute, one single doc, that we should have something written in this book that they should live up to some expectations and the effect of them on our...
What? You're jarbling at us.
We don't have anything about single backlot or backlot owners that own one single doc.
This is one or more.
The docs many times. I have thought that if you put something in a booklet of what we expect backlotters that own one doc, and I keep telling people about it, they should at least have something to put down that they have done.
Okay, I think I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, but
what you're saying, are you saying that there should be some kind of provision that differentiates and acknowledges that there may be a backlot owner who has a license to a single dock that is not part of a community dock association? And
that's what he's saying.
Yeah, so what would be the suggestion and what needs to be addressed other than that they would still be required to abide by all of their policies other than the...
They have to keep up their dock.
Well, then I guess that begs the question, is there, and maybe I need to reread this again, but aren't there general provisions that apply to all dock licensees regardless of where they're situated and what they have to do?
Yes.
So there's probably no need to single out those people because regardless of whether you're a front lot owner, backlot owner who's part of a community dock or a backlot owner who happens to have a single license to a single dock, those requirements are all going to apply to everyone evenly with respect to maintenance, repair, and things.
Yeah, I mean,
and it's in the license too.
There's town ordinances. We have the town ordinance about trash and blah. You know, there's all that though. So we jumped over.
So that's the definition, right?
Of community doc association.
Right.
What is the definition?
All community doc.
5.62.
Well, not all of it though.
No, 5.62 is section 5.62. We are trying to come up with a community dock association definition.
That's all. There's more in the 5.62 than the definition.
Oh, okay.
So the definition is...
The definition is all community docks shall have an association developed with bylaws and eligible membership applicable to the geographic area of the dock's use.
And registered with the RLRD.
Yeah, yeah, and licensed to use.
Licensed and accepted or something.
Paragraph, first paragraph of 5.62 is now going to become paragraph I or J or whatever.
Basically.
Okay.
With some modification.
Yeah. All right.
And registered.
See, I think we kind of...
Registered and... Registered.
It's the same thing in two or three places, so...
Yeah.
Registered and accepted.
Or what about...
What was that last sentence?
Community dock association is an association of two or more licensees who comply with the rules of 5.62 or whatever that becomes. And so that they can...
No, because we're defining what an association is. This is what we're doing. Are we referring anywhere else to other sections?
No. Okay.
So it's inconsistent. Definition.
What was the wording that Dick added today?
Yeah.
All community docks shall have an association developed with bylaws and eligible membership applicable to the geographic area of the dock's use and licensed...
Registered.
Registered.
Okay.
Registered and accepted, did you say?
Approved.
And
approved.
No.
If it's registered, it's approved.
Registered and in compliance with RLRD
policy.
Because the compliance is, they're supposed to give us a yearly listing of who the members are. They're supposed to have inspections or something like that. Bylaws and all that kind of stuff. So.
Okay.
And if they change officers, they should be notified.
And we should know that.
Yeah. Registered and in compliance with the RLRD. Right. Last
policy.
RLRD policy. Okay. And that is going to be number...
Did you figure that out already?
That's I. Or J, rather.
J.
Oh, J. Yeah, J. I was one... Or
I is a community dock.
Yeah.
Okay, this is I. This is J. Okay.
Because in 5.3 we're getting...
I was thinking, I like what that says.
Yeah, okay. See what I'm saying? We're getting into the license part in section 5.
Well, but Joe has that. That's pretty legal. What a license is, right?
Well, yeah, license is illegal.
Well, that's what I'm saying, though. We should add...
I don't disagree.
We should add as K.
There's a financial...
The next question then is, too, for respect with the definition, since it's becoming more like a glossary for this, do you want to have it all put in alphabetical order?
Well, they basically, I thought they were. What's here was alphabetical order. Community docs ended up being another section. It is...
I guess my view... Right of way starts with an R. Community dock starts with a C. I'm just saying, as far as the the layout.
Yes. They should absolutely.
And then you're saying, in addition to having licenses, it's the first primary section after the definitions. We want to have a short definition of license within the glossary.
How we define a license, sure. Don't you think?
Yes. Because you've said that before, that a license is this and a permit is this. And
yeah, it just says license and why you need a license, but it doesn't say what a license is.
So K is going to be licenses.
As long as it's alphabetically correct.
Now it'll work.
Yeah.
Did you get that?
Yeah, I'll have to...
She's going to alphabetize K.
Yeah, this is K.
Right. It may not end up as K, though.
Hmm?
It may not end up as
K. No, because we're going to... There's
There'll be K, but it'll be in alpha order, so this will be...
It's the 13th one, actually.
Yeah, we got 13 more to go.
So, are you providing the...
I'm just trying to think, yeah, we'll probably want to kick this around, I'll probably want to take a look at the license and see how it's defined within it itself before we kick something, and I'll put some, maybe what I'll try and do is come up with two or three different definitions and shoot them.
But I know you've told us before, a license, a license has different...
ramifications and, ownership
or a lease. Than a permit, than an ownership, than a lease and stuff like that. And I think this is probably critical that we get it right.
It's the weakest of property interests as far as...
License for use?
It should be, it should be defined only in the terms of how we, the district, apply it.
Right, but I, okay, so he's going to work on that, and now if we go down to 3.1, exactly what you said is what I agree. Because the district owns all the land up around it, line of elevation is necessary to request and be granted a license, and my feeling would be license for use.
Okay.
Before any individual is made.
It just makes sense. You could explain yourself.
Right. Mm-hmm. I believe that's exactly. Unless we've so defined license.
Because we're trying to be a little more precise, a little more focused, what's a license, they can look right back up and just see a brief definition, and then it builds on it. I agree. So,
should for use be at the
well, let's
beginning?
Look at scope here. A license grants exclusive permission to use the property in its exact condition at the time the license is granted. That actually sounds pretty good right there.
So we can...
that actually, that could probably do it up in the definition section.
Then by saying that... that you have to be granted a license.
I would take out the exclusive license.
Well, first of all, the doc permits, grants permission to use the property in its exact condition. Well, too, we're talking about a doc license, though, right? We're talking about a doc license.
For what, my boat?
Yes, we're talking about what we define as a doc license.
So that, and that's the difference right there. Yeah, I'll have to kick that one around. I don't want to just throw stuff off the cuff on that.
Okay.
I want to think about that so that it's precise.
And trust me, from reading current dog licensing stuff in the town, you can spend a lot of time figuring out what a license is.
Yeah, I just did one of those big, with the agricultural markets law, they had a big thing that all the towns had
all
to
redo. Towns now.
Well, that's what I was referring to. It's like, oh my God, a dog license, and it's like 10,000 things long.
That's part of the budget cuts. It's supposed to save so much money.
Well, like Erie County, we always had to, there was always a town or village in addition to what you pay
that's,
the state.
But no, that's not what's happening, though. What they've done is they've taken the actual administrative work out of the state's hands, and now each town has to micromanage it, or the county can do it. But in Allegheny County, the county chose to keep their hands off of it, and every town is responsible for it.
See, our towns were already doing it, because if you didn't license your dog, the town guy came and... they sent the letters, and they handled
that.
Them.
Yeah, that was always in place. But this is the administration.
So, they're required now to have a database, certain things that they weren't required to have before.
Good.
So.
Anytime we can get anything out of the hands of the state is a good thing with me. It's a start.
Yeah.
Okay, so then I was correct in that this is merely formatting that this italicized stuff is italicized.
Yeah.
That was just...
I thought, my understanding from the drafts was anything that was in italicized was still up for review as far as the wording.
Well, it was, no.
On the
italicized were the... Were
changes
the
and additions. And or additions,
Okay.
They are up for, this is, we're presenting to
proposal
the board
to accept.
That
yeah.
these italicized things are major changes. Might be only a word.
Micromanaging the wordage.
Pretty much.
I think that's a good way to start it, too. Why you need a license. I mean, that's pretty...
Well, that's pretty
except the sentence starts with because.
Yeah.
My English is pretty good. The district owns all of the land under and around the lake of it. Therefore, it is necessary to request and be granted a license.
For use, like Danny said, before any...
See, you take the because out of the beginning and add therefore. The district owns all of the land under and around the lake below the level of elevation. Therefore, it is necessary to request and be granted a license. And we believe, if we're correct here, a license for use.
Mm-hmm.
Before any individual use is made of...
District property?
I was going to say district property, probably.
Yeah. I think the because is there as a way to answer why you need a license, because I think it's following.
That's the only reason that's there.
No, I mean, you don't start sentences with because, I agree with that, but I'm just saying, I think that's why it was there. Because mentally
right,
it follows.
Right. Why you need a license? Because.
Question and answer.
Right.
Yeah.
Should there be a question mark?
We can just put because and leave it at that.
Because!
We roll, right?
I'll be probably getting into that phase with my daughter very soon. She's getting very very vocal. Her vocabulary is expanding just like crazy.
You're sponges. Be careful.
You have to watch what you say. Is she going through the careful twos? Everything is why?
Not quite yet, but she's gotten to, everything is no right now.
That's a stage.
She instigates me, you know, like last night we were playing Scrabble, my wife and I, and so we sat her on the table. And she was eating banana bread, and she started going after the napkins, had like 10 of them. And I told her, no. So then she takes her hand, and she's just got her fingers at like a quarter of an inch above the napkin. I look at her, and she pulls her hand back. It's like, okay, baby. So, and it's hard not to laugh, because you want to like really say
that. At any time in your life, did your mother and father tell you, I wish, you hope you have one, just the way you are?
I will quickly share you one thing that Allison did. This was a real thing at my deal. We were out to dinner, and they served a salad that had croutons on it. And she said, "What are those?" And she was pointing to the crouton. And I said, "Well, when they're on a salad, they're called croutons." She picked one up and she goes, "What's it called now?"
Toast.
And the other thing that you never that I learned is you always explain why, because for years you have to keep your ski tips up when you're going through this mid station on the thing. I rode with her one day and she tore the frigging binding right off her ski. Because I never said
why.
Keep your key tips up, otherwise it's going to rip your leg right off of your socket. And she just wanted to know what was going to happen if she didn't keep her key tips up. So it's like, don't play in traffic because you're going to get mowed down by a truck and you'll be dead.
Yeah, you got to give them the why.
No, let me tell you.
You got to get a second pad out for some additional
mowing. I said to Mary Jo, I seriously believe she did it on purpose. So Mary Jo took me in the room. She goes, "Your dad thinks maybe you didn't."
Well, I didn't know what was going to happen.
Okay.
Because.
Do we need this note?
Because. All that because.
Nope, thank you.
Yeah, I was questioning why that was there.
Why is that there?
Public use areas have regulations that govern use.
Trying to keep people feeling like they can't use a public use?
I don't know that it really serves any purpose.
I don't think it does.
I don't think it does.
It's addressed in the beginning under the public use.
Okay.
Personally, I thought the public use part should go to the end of the book. But
we don't need this here, do we?
I question that exclusive permission because some, you know, what's the license, not all license grant exclusive permission.
Yeah,
under scope, because we just finished after why you need a license. I don't know that exclusive there, and I don't even know what scope, what...
I would recommend we take out the word exclusive.
That was my question.
Why are we doing that?
Because we have people who don't have exclusive use, and what we're doing here is just talking.
Who doesn't have exclusive use?
Community doc people.
Permission to use The time.
It says the license grants exclusive permission to use the property.
At the time the license is granted and they do get exclusive use at the time it's granted.
Something that I see that could very well cause an issue and create ambiguity is that although the dock is a fixture, and as a fixture it becomes part of the real property, maybe we ought to do a better job of fleshing out the difference between the real property in which the dock is situated and the right to use the dock by virtue of having a license.
Exclusively at the time the license is granted.
Or the slip, yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Because I think that it's creating ambiguity, and it is, because you've got the real property, you know, the beach area, whatever, that the dock is situated on, mm-hmm. and then you've got what, you know,
is
an argument.
Is the dock the tangible personal property of the dock structure?
Yeah, and that's where the license actually gives you use of. The license.
You don't want Joe Blow from Kokomo coming down and using your community dock slip.
Yeah.
But he doesn't have a license.
Yeah, exactly, but it's the licensee at the time it's granted, so I really think you need to keep that in there.
No, I don't think so, not in this scope. We defined a license.
Give me an example why you're thinking that way.
Okay, because a license grants exclusive permission to use the property at the time the license is granted. You don't want somebody coming from the outside using that dock.
They don't have a license.
They may not, but the license gives exclusive use to the license holder, not to the general public to use that dock.
General public has nothing but to do about it.
I think the problem isn't the exclusive use. I think the problem is the ambiguity and what the word property could mean to someone who's reading this for the first time.
Okay. Well, that could be just...
So a license grants exclusive permission to use the dock or slip on the dock in the condition. I think because one of the arguments that's been made by some of the residents is that, okay, if let's bifurcate or separate a dock from the property it's attached to.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
If you're a front lot owner, you may not have a dock at all.
That's right.
Therefore, you don't have a license.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But you still have exclusive use to the real property owned by the district, according to the policies.
Right.
So here's where I think the ambiguity is that the license doesn't apply to real property use. It only applies to the use of a dock or a slip on a dock.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe we need to take that word property and expand it to either be exclusive use to that slip on the dock or to the dock, because also this is going to apply to everybody regardless of where their property is situated.
Well, that's why I'm saying if you take out exclusive, a license grants permission. We have separate requirements for front lot, community dock. You may not all get exclusive permission because we don't. Not everyone gets exclusive.
To me, exclusive means only.
And I agree, and I think that's why it's...
We grant permission with conditions.
And I guess, okay, and this is where we're butting heads, is you say take out exclusive, I'm saying modify property to be more narrow.
I agree.
Regarding the dock and or the slip. I mean, because it is. It's exclusive permission to use a particular slip on a community dock or to use a particular dock. And that's it.
But you still...
That applies to...
Well, listen, they went through and renumbered all the community docks. It's all now what used to be like eight, you know, like different numbers is now one whole dock. Those people are all using that one whole dock on that one piece of real property, and it is not exclusive.
And that's why I'm saying that the word property is the wrong word. We need to be more narrowly focused as far as what does a license actually apply to. A license does not apply to the use of real property at all. The licenses are within the scope of this particular section apply only to docks or dock slips. And to say that if you have a license on a community dock,
you don't have exclusive use of it.
But you have
your slip, you do.
You should be able to prevent anybody who's not a part of that community dock association from using that particular slip.
Right. But you don't have exclusive use of the structure.
And that's why I'm saying we change the word property to be more narrowly focused.
Well, let's worry behind
what about district property?
But there could be. I know. I've got somebody who came into my area.
personal property.
He didn't have it.
Well, see, the dock is not technically personal property because it's a fix to the land. So legally, it is real property, but the ambiguity is for the, see, what I want to think about is our reader. I'm looking at the audience. The group here has got a deep knowledge of the lake and what these things have become known to mean in the common vernacular.
That's when you get up for trespassing and call the sheriff and tell him to get out of there.
That's not right.
No, the property though should be district property. I think that would define.
Well, let's hear the rewords of both, because I'm totally opposed having under, in this situation, the exclusive, a license grants exclusive permission, no, a license grants permission.
I don't disagree with that. I'm wondering if we don't need to define.
How about to the exclusive use of a particular dock? Just put exclusive in the. Well, because that is, let's go to Trail 5. Everyone's familiar with Trail 5. Four families are allowed to use Trail 5 dock. None of them have exclusive use. Only two of them are parking a boat there. Neither, they worked it out among themselves. We've got four people using a dock, and they work it out who parks where. We're not assigning a slip. We assign four people to their dock.
Yeah.
That's not exclusive use.
Okay, so in that case, the license is in the what, the name of the association?
No, because there's individual dock owners.
We granted licenses based on what the association decided, who they decided would have slips.
Well, this is some of the stuff, but this has to be, I think, be.
Saying exclusive right here now just ties our hands. It's a license. We, if you're a lake, that's where your exclusive is defined.
Okay.
Right-of-ways do not have exclusive.
I hear what you're saying. A license grants permission to use a dock or dock slip on district property.
All right. And the only thing that I was thinking.
Hey, license, I mean, that to me, I see what you're saying now, and that's where the ambiguity is that, if we're going to make the distinction between a dock and between the real property and what a dock is attached to, then yes, exclusive is probably not the proper word.
That's why.
And neither is property. So, because a license does give you, it does give you use of district property, but it's actually a narrowly defined piece of district property, which is a dock affixed to it. So a license grants permission to use a dock or dock slip in its exact condition at the time the license is granted.
Perfect.
Now, to exclusively use.
Yeah, but we're saying that it doesn't need to be in there. So here's the deal. I understand. And I think everybody in this room is aware that you're in disagreement and you're not winning this argument.
Okay.
Well, I would say.
Here's what I'm wondering. Do we need to further define, like, residents and public?
Well, yeah, you guys have done such a good job of protecting us over the last 3 years on our lawsuits, haven't you? Let's take someone else's information for once.
Here's where I'm seeing the clash in the, I don't know, I don't want to say semantics because that's not right, but in the definitions and how they're being applied to this particular section, is that exclusive is defined in another section and refers to real property regardless of whether a dock exists.
Right.
A license refers only to
the dock
itself or the slip. So by removing the word exclusive and removing the word property, we're taking out the ambiguity, and that and actually that might be our definition that needs to go in the section above. A license grants permission to use a dock or a dock slip in the condition at in its exact condition at the time the license is granted.
To the person or individual who gets the license. I'd like to see that in there. I want it narrowed to that individual.
How about a license grants the licensee permission?
Okay.
All right.
Okay. That'll work for me.
Okay, so going back to what I was asking was, do we need to define who a lake resident is and who the public is, because we were just talking about this stuff earlier.
But it doesn't say exclusive.
Right.
Yeah, well, so it would be a license grants a licensee permission
only
to use
the licensee
a dock or dock
slip.
Only the
licensee
is going to be able to have it. Make it clear who's holding the permission.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It narrows it down to the person holding the license.
Yeah, because that's what I said. In your case, that person didn't have a license.
He didn't, but he was granted by another licensee. But this makes it exclusive anyway.
All right, so we gotta close this up.
Let me stay with this.
Meeting.
I'm questioning whether or not we need to include who a district resident is and who the public is, partly because of how we're defining fishing as a public and things like that. And if we did that, in here, it could say to a district resident. Like we can only issue...
Anyone who owns property in the district may request a license.
Well, now, you know what, this is actually what we're saying here. Here's what we're now, here's what we're doing. We're realizing that we need another definition in the section above.
Exactly, that's why I said we should just go through.
That's why I'm saying that, is if we define district resident, then we could say...
Resident, why don't we define licensee? A licensee must be a district resident who complies with the requirements.
But who's a district resident?
Someone who's a taxpayer has a...
But I think everyone would understand that...
A lot of district residents do not have documents.
Section 5.34.
I think you would explain that.
Explains eligibility.
No, I'm saying...
There are a lot of district people who pay taxes who do not have a...
And that's why I said we don't define district residents, we define a licensee. A licensee is a district resident who also does A, B, C, D, and E. You see what I'm saying?
He's looking at it as a licensee.
Right, exactly.
That in addition to be, a licensee, in addition to being a resident...
Must be a resident.
This is obviously...
This is logic 101where you can say all licensees are district residents, but not all district residents are licensees.
But part of the reason I was saying that was when we were trying to define...
Yeah, right.
Part of the reason I was saying that was when we were talking about the public, and if we defined more who district residents were and who the public was, I thought those were two definitions that might need to be there.
If you define residents, that's all you need. Because if you're not one of those, you are the public.
Yeah, right.
But still, if the definition was public, anyone who is not a district resident, then when we say public fishing area, that answers the question we had earlier about public or not public fishing rights.
Okay, clarify what you're thinking. Say it in words. Yeah.
Okay. For purposes of Section 5 policies, in addition to giving a brief definition of what a license is in the section above why you need a license, we may also want to give a definition of licensee so that when they get to the sentence that a license grants a licensee permission to use a dock or dock slip in its exact condition at the time the license is granted, they will know who qualifies as a licensee.
So then should we define licensor?
Well, we do
The district is the licensor.
I thought we did that with saying you've got to have the minimum square footage, the Allegheny County approved, you've got to have a deed.
Eligibility. Once we get...
That's the eligibility.
Yeah.
So but maybe the definition is an eligible district resident, and the eligibility is defined.
An eligibility.
And just refer. Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying that now as we go further through the book.
Yeah, I think.
As we go further through the book, there are other things that might need to be defined.
But that's okay.
I agree. So
that's not a bad thing.
I mean, and maybe it doesn't need further defined. I don't know. Just a thought.
So for license, Joe, you're going to write something for us, or we've agreed on something already?
No, I think what he said was fine.
Did we agree that...
It's just cut and dry. It's a license to blah, blah, whatever.
Yeah.
A license...
Grants
the licensee permission to use the dock or slip.
Right.
In its exact condition at the time the license is granted.
And then we were going to define a license...
And that's going to be the...
That's the
definition of a license.
I don't think we should take property out.
I do. I think it's too ambiguous.
Yeah, but you are using Lake District property.
But you're not licensed to use the property.
See, I think
you're licensed to use the dock or the dock slip.
I think that needs to stay there.
I got permission to reconstruct my whole lakefront through the district.
See, you are getting permission
to use
the property in a certain way.
Even if it means not doing anything to it, it's still your license to use it.
But they gave me permission.
I think you need to, I think you can expand on it. But
is this a distinction between a front lot owner and a back lot owner, though?
Well,
this isn't, we're just in the definition.
Are you a front lot owner?
Yeah.
Let's see, and the argument, though, is, and here's the problem, and here's where I believe the ambiguity arises and may create a problem, is that what if a front lot owner has no docks? Now have we created a separate license that they have to get just to get the use of their frontage? And under the way that, that it sounds to me, the way it's being proposed, we now have a third category of license that goes outside of a dock.
And I don't think it's a third license.
That's not a bad thing if we were...
No, we could do that.
I think
we could do
a lot of our problem is we're trying to fit everything into this one license agreement, and we should have several different license agreements.
And maybe that's the answer.
We should, with new conditions for front lot owners' use, maybe.
I mean, maybe that's the answer, is that the license, the way as it exists today, at the time that we're thinking about this, doesn't really take into account the things that you're bringing up with respect to what you think it grants or doesn't grant.
Yeah. The license read that we had...
There should be a separate license
It didn't specify a dock.
For front lot owners.
But this particular...
A separate license for...
But this definition, we're looking for a global definition that applies to back lot owners as well as front lot owners.
But I think if you take the word back, the matter would be just issuing the front license for use as the way it is. And then if they want to come and build a dock, then that's when you adjust it. The license is for that frontage.
I guess that's really where the problem is that there's this understanding that a front lot owner has exclusive use to that area owned by the RLRD that abuts their property, but there are situations where they may not have a dock, so what grants them that at that point? If there's, you're saying that your license, by virtue of having docks on your front lot, there's a paragraph or a sentence in there that also refers to exclusive use of the dedicated site. This has been one of the issues that we've been grappling with.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now what happens when we have a front lot owner who doesn't want a dock or chooses not to? Where does their rights to exclusive use derive from?
It would still derive from the set, from, I see the word property.
But I would say that they don't have it. I'd say that by virtue of this argument, without a dock, you don't have exclusive use to anything.
You don't.
Front lot or not.
Oh, you mean if you're a front line? No, I think you do.
Well,
you think so, but he's suggesting that
there
you don't.
Lies the
right.
Problem.
That's the problem.
He's thinking there lies yours. The problem. Is that
so, can I just add something? When you're a front lotter and you have, let's say, 50-foot or 100-foot of frontage, if you have a dock or not, you're going to be taxed as a lake front owner. You're paying a higher tax on that
land. Don't
want to
get into that.
So you're, no matter, it doesn't matter.
Basically,
you
that
have a dock
is the crux of it.
Yeah,
but Dave, you get a consideration. You get a reduction in the additional 50 feet, and then a reduction in the additional 50 feet. I would say if someone wants exclusive use of 150 feet, they should pay prime assessment on the whole 150 feet.
Well, but I'm saying
they don't assess you. You could have 5 docks, 10 docks, 1 dock. Your assessment will still be the same.
Right.
Dave, I think I finally am understanding where we may be having some miscommunication. And I think the miscommunication lies in the wording.
Pull a license.
Yeah. Lies, want to grab a license? Take a look at
the use of
We've
the premises
got a little one here that says
license.
The license grants use of premises.
And
being the
this
being
is
the
license, so you need to pull a new one.
Premises is land and
that's right.
It's all in your license.
You know what? We're getting way off track. It's
well,
just,
you got it, sir.
I think that I'm not articulating what it is I'm trying to say. Do we actually have a third class of property that applies to front lot owners? And if so, does there need to be a separate license to address those times when a front lot owner doesn't have a dock but wants exclusive use if we're going to keep the word property in the definition?
Dick, what do you think? You said
that's my question.
That's your situation.
I think that's what we need to have. The reason we only have one license, and it's a catch-all, and that's problematic. If we had a front lot owner's a license, a back lot owner's license, and a license for just for docks and whatever, It'd make life a little simpler anyway.
Well, that's what we did have, a front lot license and a back lot license. Front, that, right, that's why there was, you had the...
You had that.
Right, that's...
A lakefront.
That's why all the numbers were B's.
They were designated A's and L's and B's.
But was it a different license issue though?
Yeah, but what was the wording?
Yes.
And again, even if the license says, you know, all that stuff that it says in a premises, the argument is, because it is a dock license, are we only talking about that little piece of the premises and what the dock is affixed to? Or are we talking about 50 feet to the east, 50 feet to the west of the dock? And that's where there's some ambiguity, and obviously it is ambiguity because there are competing views on it, and I guess it needs to be better defined.
Well, this is where, if you go back to the original aspect of Rochester Gas and Electric, when people wanted to use their frontage, somebody came down and said, okay, you get from here to here, that's what you use, that's the way it works. It ain't your property.
I was looking at Canada.
Especially in the bays.
And the old Genesee Power Corporation licenses all had it in there too.
Exactly.
They didn't change them.
Had what?
The use...
Premises?
Premises use.
And was the premises infinite from boundary to boundary, or only where the dock was affixed to?
It said premises, so that would be lot lines to me.
But I don't think Joe's wrong with what he's saying. I think it's critical where we are in our lawsuits and everything like that.
We have got a different population here now.
Oh, I know.
All the more reason why they have to be made to understand what has happened here and what has continued to happen to keep this lake as wonderful as it is. Everything all these other people want to do is going to make us another lake. And we're going to lose our uniqueness. People don't come here and say, oh, wow, this is crowded just like every other lake. They come here because they like the way it is. And we're trying to accommodate a whole lot of things that we shouldn't be. That's my opinion.
So
I make a motion this week, get ready to adjourn this meeting because we've got another minute meeting to be heading into unless we're going to adjourn the Finance Committee meeting.
We're going to have a Finance Committee meeting. In fact, Bill Szabo is going to call here at 11 o'clock. And participate with us. So let's, Joe, can you look at this, the license that we have now?
Licenses? Old ones and new ones.
The newest version.
Look at all, whatever we have.
Yeah, but we have to look at somebody's old.
Yeah.
I mean, they're sitting there with a license just the way somebody is from yesterday.
You know, and this is just to throw this off the cuff, totally is a brainstorm. Not something to think about. Just like we have to, this might be something going forward that could really help solidify some precedent, but just like you have to renew your driver's license every 10 years, that might be something that...
That's in one of the licenses.
Is it?
Yeah. Well, I've been saying this and people don't me saying what I've been saying, but
because
people
that's,
all have brand new dock numbers around this lake and there is not a piece of paper to tell them that that's their dock number.
Right. And the whole concept... If
and you can dislike it if you like, but those people do not have a license.
That's right. These are what they were. This is looking. When you refer to back lot, it's got the difference in between case of community docks. There are absolute differences between them. They need to be expanded.
And then also
well,
we
thought this would happen in 5 points.
We really don't own.
What
think
guess,
of this.
Guess.
I would have guessed.
We don't own anything that's not lakefront.
Imagine 435
of us. No, we really don't. Other than the than our public property, what do we own that's not lakefront? All our property is. We own one contiguous parcel around the lake. Not all these chopped up lines made by some arbitrary surveyor who doesn't know history.
So is this adjourning then until 11 o'clock? So I'd like to talk to you about something else.
I'm taking a break.
That's Bill.
There's a motion pending for March 9th at 11 a.m.
Well, is it just a motion or is it...
Well, it's going to be an oral argument, so there won't be any testimony called. I mean,
so it'll just be in the judge's chambers?
We don't know that.
Oh, okay.
Collins said, yes.
You want to stop the eastern between the meetings?
I'm going to try to, what, daughter, are you gone?
I won't be here.
You'll be gone.
You want to stop those from between the meetings?
Collins said it's not necessary.
Well, you want to turn on the recorder while we're, yeah, sure will. Between meetings?
You guys are having fun doing tonight?